Hello, and welcome back to Behind the Silver Screen podcast. My name is Lauren, and today we will be discussing Gint Zibilotis' new animated film, Flo. Flo tells the story of a cat, an independent black feline friend who loses their jungle habitat to an unexplainable, catastrophic flood. Through this journey, Cat must find their way back home and encounters a few furry friends along the way, including the calm capybara, ecstatic golden retriever, unruly lemur, and loyal secretary bird. Trapped on a sailboat wading through the watery abyss, the five must learn to trust each other and work together to try to navigate this new world that they must call home. A film dealing with the challenges of going with the flow of life, Flo offers us all a lesson in the importance of community in times of hardship. This message of community and companionship has been praised by critics worldwide. However, the message that I found intriguing is the one of environmental stewardship. The main plot of Flo follows the journey of these animals through the unexpected flood. There are no human characters. There are only remnants of the human world, which begs the question of where are the humans in the aftermath of the catastrophic flood? The scene that initially drew me into this undercurrent of environmental stewardship is stark and ironic. Picture this. A sunny day, a baby blue sky with scattered clouds of pearly white. Water inundates the surrounding outdoor landscape, with only the tops of trees still afloat after a catastrophic flood. In the center of a frame, a raggedy sailboat glides across the tame waters. The sail is tattered and the paint is scraped off, but the boat itself remains steadfast, serving as a means of protection from the flood that has engulfed the rest of the outside world. A black cat appears at the bow of the boat, desperately searching for any signs of dry land in the distance. The shot changes, and a rusty statue of a human is almost completely submerged into the watery abyss. A rusty human hand ominously hovers over the small cat, when the shot changes yet again as the cat's point of view changes to see the top part of a human face. Mossy, with dull copper, a human's eyes, ears, and nose peer above the natural world as if speaking its final words before drowning in the flood. The camera then pans to the cat's face, which appears to be looking at the human face with curiosity and innocence. The cat begins to look for dry land in other directions and sees three large cliffs in the distance soaring above the flooded existence of what was once called home. It is in this scene that the viewer is very consciously aware of both the previous existence of humans in the world and the abandonment of humans in the post-flood world. Through this shot, we see a very poignant image of the man-made world being consumed by the power of nature that creates a very ominous feeling stemming from the conflict between man and nature, the irony being that the human race's destruction of ourselves through climate change, yet a human-made object, a simple sailboat, serving as a savior for the animals whose habitat has been destroyed. We've seen these types of battles in the real world due to the rise of climate change. Hurricane Hanna in southern Texas killed 532 people, and Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico dismantled the entire territory and took years to rebuild. And of course, the devastating wildfires that killed 30 in California just earlier this year. These natural disasters have ravaged the communities they have impacted, and yet the human race, through community and companionship, has still managed to survive and rebuild for now. These natural disasters are becoming alarmingly prevalent because there is not enough action being taken to help save the environment. Flo creates a futuristic world in which the human race is defeated. The film not only looks at what the world in which humans are displaced, but also the consequences for animals that are forced to stay, thus asking the audience not only the question of the relationship between man and nature, but also how this relationship impacts the other life forms who occupy our planet. In my view, we have an obligation as cohabitants of our beautiful planet to care for our planet and all other life forms it sustains, our fellow humans, animals, and plants, because Mother Earth is home to us all. This film brings to light the need for humans to look outwards, viewing the consequences of their actions not from an egocentric, but rather an ecocentric point of view. This idea that there is a communal bond and obligation between man and the natural world is described by Aldo Leopold as, quote, the land ethic. Leopold began his explanation of the land ethic by referring to the tale of Odysseus, in which, after returning from the wars of Troy, Odysseus hangs a dozen slave girls who he believes have been unfaithful. He justifies the murder of these women because these women were not his companion nor his equal, but rather his property. Similarly, the relationship between humans and the natural world is one of conquer, in which humans must conquer and rule over the land community. The land ethic suggests a contract in which the land and humans become one community that rely on each other to coexist. Leopold argues, quote, all ethics so far evolved rest upon a single premise, that the individual is a member of a community of independent parts. His instincts prompt him to compete for his place in that community, but his ethics prompt him also to cooperate. The land ethic simply enlarges the boundaries of community to include soils, waters, plants, and animals, or collectively, the land. End quote. In other words, by embracing a land ethic, Homo sapiens become a part of a community that involves the land in which they live. Therefore, the land is not merely used as a place for economic growth, but there is a harmony of conservation created for both man and land. Flo describes a world in which this necessary relationship between the human race and nature is evaluated, and this idea of mutual conservation has been abandoned by the human race, leading to its destruction. Perhaps the most important connection between humans and the animals is the presence of the sailboat. The sailboat appears in one of the opening shots of the film, behind the cat, hanging in a tree, thus foreshadowing its significance to come. This raggedy sailboat, tattered and rusty, clearly having weathered many storms, serves as a form of protection for the five furry friends as they sail through the unknown. Without the sailboat, there would be no adventure, and the movie would be over before it even began. It is only through this man-made invention that these animals come to meet and survive through this natural disaster, thus showing that these animals depend on humans as much as if not more than we depend on them. It's not until the end of the film, when the flood has gone, and that the sailboat becomes more of a danger than a form of safety. In the final climax of the film, the capybara and the dogs become trapped in the sailboat that is only being held up by a tree branch. The cat, lemur, and golden retriever must come together to pull the rope and pull their friends to safety before their friends fall to their death. At the final moment, the capybara is saved as the sailboat, a once trusted and reliable friend, falls to its inevitable death, taking with it the last standing remnant of the home these creatures once loved. This film shows that when the land ethic contract is broken or not recognized to begin with, nature must learn to adapt, and in the end will come out on top. Perhaps the critics of Flo were accurate with their evaluation of the film being one of the importance of community in times of hardship. Yet they overlooked a key part of the community, one that is investigated throughout this film. The idea of community between humans and other living beings, including the environment that we live in. This film serves as a call to action, urging the audience to embrace Leopold's ideas of the land ethic in order to create harmony and mutual conservation so that neither nature nor man conquers the other, but rather lives in a community of mutual respect and conservationship. Flo asks us to look at our world from the view of the land ethic, in which man and nature live together in harmony and not in agony. I hope you have enjoyed this week's Film Critic, and I urge you to send your thoughts about man's relationship with the natural world in the comments section. This is Lauren Scott, signing off.